你想要和主播 Lily 一起学英语和环游世界吗？就别忘了持续收听英语怎么说，还有关注我们的公众微信账号贵旅特，贵是贵重的贵，旅行的旅，特别的特。Hello， 大家好，我是你的主播 Lily， 欢迎来到这集的这句英语怎么说。今天呢，我们要来讲一个就是怎么样子纠正自己的语音。为什么呢？是因为呢，我接到很多这个学生来的这些这个短信哦，他们跟我讲说，老师，我要怎么样才能讲得像你一样一口流利的英语？我觉得就是老师，你的声音怎么听起来这么像美国人？然后这样子诸如此类的。但是呢，老实说呢，我觉得我的英文并不是很好，但是呢，可能讲到这边你就会很想要杀我，老师，你说你英文不是很好，那我们怎么办？对啊，其实不是啊，我不是故意的，就是说我觉得呢，我自己的这个在语音方面呢，我觉得还是跟这个 native speaker 还是有一点点差别，但是呢，我觉得就是我会成为一个好老师的原因呢，就是因为我一直不停的有在进修，有一直不停的在努力。这边呢，所以我要来分享一个就是老师最近在这个上课的时候一些心得，还有一个例子，就是呢，你可以看看老师是怎么样去要求我自己的语音，然后呢，你也可以去反省一下，就是在这个发音上面呢，你到底做了多少的努力。好，故事大概是这样子，就是大概两个月前呢，我接到这个录制这个英语美文的这种邀请，当时我很爽快的就答应了。但是呢，录制的这个过程呢，其实我一直都觉得很痛苦，因为呢，文章呢一长呢，我就经常咬舌头，所以我必须要从头再录制。但是因为我可能实在太久没有给自己这种朗读的训练哦，虽然我自己还要常常培训学生朗读，但是身为老师呢，我觉得念出来的总是觉得不是太理想，就觉得这样子的作品实在太丢人了，我不想要这样子就呈现出去了。后来呢，甚至有很一些听众呢，他也指出了我许多这个朗读的毛病跟缺点哦。其实我看的实在很心痛，因为阅读呢的确不是我的强项，因为老师的母语也不是英语。但是呢，我觉得听众的耳朵还是非常敏感的，所以呢，为了展示呢，老师也是不停的进修还有改善自己的。我决定呢，向我的这个美国的老师求救。那我的美国老师呢 ，Christiana， 她是来自这个 Kansas， 美国堪萨斯州的美女，她也是少见呢对这个发音教学挺有琢磨的外国老师。因为你知道吗？通常母语人士呢，他们都不擅长解释这个语法或发音。我把这个文章发给她呢，她立刻就录了她自己的声音给我，而且呢，我也听了好几回合，我一边模仿录制。然后一篇就是在发音顿挫，还有连音，还有就是把我自己念的比较差的声音呢做下了笔记。那因为就是我一边录呢，我就会录音，然后把我自己的声音跟它比对这样子。好，那这边呢，你可以听一下老师是怎么样子边听边模仿的。
Salty coffee, Trinity blues.
Salty coffee, Trinity blues.
He met her at a party. She was outstanding.
He met her at a party. She was outstanding.
Many guys were after her, but nobody paid any attention to him.
Many guys were after her, but nobody paid any attention to him.
After the party, he invited her for coffee.
After the party, he invited her for coffee.
She was surprised.
She was surprised.就是呢，我自己录音的过程呢，我就是录下来之后，我会再跟老师的录音再比对一下，然后呢，甚至我就是做了很多笔记在那一篇文章上面。所以呢，你只要关注我的这个公众微信账号贵旅特，你也可以看到我这个就是做录音的这个笔记。那录制好了第一次之后呢，我立刻就把自己的录音寄给这个 Christiana， 然后呢，她也很快的就是录制她的这个反馈给我。那就是这边呢，就是我的老师呢，他也会对他自己做一个简介，然后呢，会就是评论我的这一篇的录音，大家可以听听看。
Hi, my name is Christiana, and I am a native English speaker from the United States of America. I am an experienced English tutor who teaches students all around the world. The most rewarding part about teaching English is helping my students learn to sound more like native English speakers and celebrating with them as they progress. I have been helping Lily with her English pronunciations, and I hope that this information is very helpful to you, too. Hi, Lily. These are the corrections for your reading of Salty Coffee. The first correction is with the sentence, as they sat in a nice coffee shop. I noticed when you pronounced the TH in they, you said it almost like an L, like love, love, lay, as lay sat. So be careful to pronounce the TH sound correctly. It should sound like the TH in the. Notice there's a hard sound there, a hard audible sound, the. To make the correct sound, place the tip of your tongue between your top and bottom teeth, the. If you look in the mirror, you should be able to see your tongue between your teeth when you say they.
好，这边呢 ，Christiana 她就指出来，她说她听到一个字，特别是有问题的，就是呢，当我在讲这个 they 这个 they 的时候呢，听起来很像 lay 这个声音 lay。然后呢，她就指出来说，这两个声音的差别就是呢，这个 th 的发音应该是这个两排的牙齿呢咬住这个舌头，舌头伸出来，然后那两排牙齿咬住，然后是发出这个有震动这个声带的这个声音 z 的音，就像这个 the 发 z 或者是 b 的声音的时候呢，这个舌头必须要吐出来。所以呢，就是说这个声音他就帮我指出来了。然后这个老实说也是我在阅读的时候，其实是我忘记把它发好的这个声音。可是呢，有人听呢，我就会知道我错在哪边。
There are only two pronunciations for the TH. The first one is TH as in thank you. It's a soft sound. The sound is made with your tongue between your teeth and blowing air, but without an audible sound. Thank you.The second sound the TH makes is a hard audible sound, such as in the word the. Do you hear? The. So there are two sounds, the soft sound, th, and the hard audible sound, th. So, th. Those are the two soundsfor the letters TH.
然后这边呢 Christiana 也很贴心的，就是她有指出来这个 TH 它其实是有两个可能的发音哦，就是一个是我们刚才看到的这个 hard sound， 就是 Z 的声音，另外一个呢是叫 soft sound， 就是它不是不发声的这个声音，是 th, 像 thank you，像 three 这个字呢，他们都是不震动声带的，是只有透过这个轻轻咬住舌头呢，然后送气发出的这个 th 的声音。
Lily, I just want to say that you are doing a great job. Overall, your reading and pronunciation throughout Salty Coffee was very good, very clear, very understandable, with only a couple very minor mistakes. You're doing wonderfully learning English like a native speaker, and I would just encourage you to keep up the good work, because in no time, I am certain you'll be speaking more and more like a native speaker every day. You already are. Great job, Lily.
好，这边呢就是这个老师呢就是说做得不错，那就只有一些很小的错误， 那呢就是这边他希望期许我呢就是继续保持，所以这边你有听到我们就是前面的好几集，我不知道是哪一集有教的这个继续保持，就是 keep up the good work, keep up the good work。然后呢这边他有讲说哦，就是说我的这个声音呢其实已经很像这个 native speaker 了，就是说要继续加油，那就是继续的练习会越来越好。所以呢就这样子来来回回呢，老师终于又就是录制成功我这个 Salty Coffee， 然后呢他也成功的就是上线了，然后反馈也是非常的好，所以我非常的开心。好，节目最后呢老师会播出这个完整版的 Salty Coffee， 但是在这次之前呢我们要来感谢一下我们2014年支持我们的会员们。来自北京的 Grace， 上海的孟丹，四川的黄磊，上海的李霞，山东的车文涛，浙江的 Echo， 福建的黄慧珍，还有好多人我这个名字没有办法一一念出，但是你们的鼓励我都已经收到了。有赞助节目的会员们可以在贵旅特里面的公众账号里回复你当时下单的电话号码，就可以接收到 Lily 老师给你的小赠品，其中包括了2014年这句英语怎么说所有的音频与文本的下载链接。想知道怎样可以赞助这句英语怎么说并享有未来线上线下活动的优先权，请加入我们的公众微信账号贵旅特，贵是贵重的贵，旅行的旅，特别的特。好，就是呢节目的最后呢我们来听一下这个 Salty Coffee 的就是 Lily 老师录制的这个完整版。Salty Coffee, Trinity Blues. He met her at a party. She was outstanding. Many guys were after her, but nobody paid any attention to him. After the party, he invited her for coffee. She was surprised. So as not to appear rude, she went along. As they sat in a nice coffee shop,He was too nervous to say anything and she felt uncomfortable. Suddenly, he asked the waiter, Could you please give me some salt? I'd like to put it in my coffee. They stared at him. He turned red. But when the salt came, he put it in his coffee and drank. Curious, she asked, Why salt with coffee?He explained, When I was a little boy, I lived near the sea. I liked playing on the sea. I could feel its salty taste, like salty coffee. Now every time I drink it, I think of my childhood and my hometown. I miss it and my parents, who are still there. She was deeply touched.A man who can admit that he's homesick must love his home and care about his family. He must be responsible. She talked too about her faraway hometown, her childhood, her family. That was the start to their love story. They continued to date.She found that he met all her requirements. He was tolerant, kind, warm, and careful. And to think she would have missed the catch if not for the salty coffee. So they married and lived happily together. And every time she made coffee for him, she put in some salt, the way he liked it.After 40 years, he passed away and left her a letter which said, My dearest, please forgive my lifelong lie. Remember the first time we dated? I was so nervous. I asked for salt instead of sugar. It was hard for me to ask for a change, so I just went ahead.I never thought that we would hit it off. Many times, I tried to tell you the truth, but I was afraid that it would ruin everything. Sweetheart, I don't exactly like salty coffee. But as it matters so much to you, I've learned to enjoy it. Having you with me was my greatest happiness. If I could live a second time, I hope we can be together again, even if it means that I have to drink salty coffee for the rest of my life. 好，这个就是 Lily 老师最后完成的成品，希望你喜欢。你也可以在详情里面看到这个 salty coffee 的这个所有的英文的字幕，还有中文的这个字幕。那就是谢谢大家收听今天的节目，但是如果说你也很想要跟老师一样，这个接受这个 Christiana 老师的这个发音的纠正，还有这个音频的这个回馈的话呢，那你也可以到这个我们公众微信账号贵旅册，你可以这个回复这个关键词正音，然后你就可以知道说怎么样可以接受这个 Christiana 老师还有就是 Lily 老师的帮助，好，帮助你说的练就一口好听的英语。那 Lily 老师希望你有一个美好的一天， Have a wonderful day.